Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And a happy Thursday to all of you from 96.5 The Fan. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well, fellas. How's your Thursday going so far? Nice outside?
It is already very nice outside. Going to be a little hot today. There may be a pop-up shower that is going to hit us later on today between the hours of midnight and midnight. And so we may have that going for us, which will be nice. Hopefully it'll rain a little bit and break this up. But good Thursday so far, man. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. So get set to have some fun, right?
Got a Royals Day game today? No? Okay. Boy, that was... It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher to watch, isn't it? Three hits last night? Is that what it is?
I never would thank God that I had a swim meet. 5 hours of timing on the deck yesterday.
Did you ever jump in?
No. Dang, no.
I was really rooting that you would.
No, because then I delay the meet, and I'm not going to delay the meet.
They don't have breaks?
No. Yesterday, too hot. Everyone wanted to get out of there. So the starter's like, we're moving, man. Like, nice. We don't have time for this today. Like,
not mad about that.
We have two goals, have fun and fast, and let's go. And they just kept on moving. Like, they were starting the next event before the other people even finished type of stuff. Like, it was get in and get out. And it still went 5 hours yesterday or whatever it was. Yeah. So, no, they're long. They're fun. I mean,
they are long.
They're fun. Mm-hmm. And that's why I time, because I got to get and do something instead of just sitting there and, you know, counting the days go by. But, music's playing, kids are having fun. I mean, it's great, and they love it. And so, you know, it takes a long time, and anybody who's ever been part of a swimming knows they're excruciating, but that or three hits. I mean, you tell me. Cheering on the kiddos, right, man? Having fun with the kids last night and watching them do good things. So we had a good time, and, you know, that part of the day is now complete, and I don't have the time again until next year. So I'm very excited about that.
Mac, you have a solid Thursday or Wednesday? Went home?
Yeah, it was great. Went out with Hannah and my sister and brother-in-law, and we were at a Mexican restaurant, and the game was on, and my brother-in-law were watching it, and then very quickly just decided, you know what, join Hannah and Fizzy's conversation, because that was not worth our time.
No, it really isn't. It's not right now, and they haven't earned our time right now with the way that they're playing. And look, I look at sports much like I do the entertainment industry, right? And if there's a bad TV show or a bad streaming show or a bad movie or a bad artist or whatever it is, you're not going back. And right now, that's kind of where the Royals are right now. They've got to earn us back by putting a good product out there. And I think last night was, again, one of the three hits or whatever they got in that ball game last night. That's not going to get it done. And, you know, I'm getting texts from my buddies and whatnot saying it's time to sell. I don't disagree with that. You're only better than the Orioles. You're only better than the A's. And you're only better than the White Sox right now in the American League. Mm. This is not a playoff team. This is not a team right now that is on track to make it into the postseason. And it is a team right now that is on track to probably sell before they become buyers at this point in time. There's a lot of teams now in front of them, and they're not playing great baseball. They're not playing inspired baseball. They're not playing that brand of baseball that we saw, you know, just a year ago when it was so much fun and it was so exciting. And now it's a complete 180 from where this ball club was, and they're going to have to earn the fans back. That's just the way it is right now. And I look at them as kind of a TV show that's hit a lull, and I'm kind of out now. And if it gets better, I'll get back in, and I have no problem doing that. And that's not being a fair weather fan. That's saying you're not giving me what I need right now. I'm going to go find something else. And the Royals need to find a way to get back on track if they want to get the fan base back involved. And they had an opportunity this season. They told us they were going to be a playoff team, and they've gone out there and they've pretty much been anything but a playoff team. And losing 9 straight at home, that's not great for the home crowd, man. The home crowd wants to see you go out there and wants to see you win, and they haven't won a game in June at Kauffman Stadium.
The Savannah Bananas have won more games at the K.
Their last win at home was Saturday, May 31st against Detroit.
Yeah. And to think about that, Detroit, you know, and how good Detroit is right now.
And they won that game 1-0.
And since then, it's been, you know, it's been the struggle bus for the Royals. At one point, it was 22 of 32 that they had lost, right? Went on the road, had a nice little series in Texas, got a couple of wins down there, but then kind of came back to where they were. And that's the story of the season. It's a very inconsistent season by everybody other than the starting staff. And that's the shame of it, man. We're wasting that starting staff. It's a World Series type of staff, and they're just not scoring runs. They're not even getting hits anymore. It's not even about runs. They can't even get a hit right now.
That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you.
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend, man. So just some rough numbers real quick before we dive into anything other than this brutal conversation. They are now 11.3% playoff chance as of today. They have a 0.3% chance to get to the World Series. In June, they are 7-14, only scoring 69 runs. And allowing 91. That's quite the differential. And again, May 31st was their last one at home. Something's got to change. Something's got to move. Something's got to happen. I don't know what that is, man, but that is not a good team at home. They have the same record at home they have on the road.
Yeah, and you got to be better at home. You just do. Like, if you're going to be a playoff team and even have these conversations, you got to be above 500 at home. And they're, what, five games under 500 now?
19-21 at home, 19-21
at home. That's crazy, man. Yeah. That is really, really bad. And so you've got to find a way to be above 500 at home. And you just got to find a way to be above 500, because until you're above 500, you're just not in that conversation, you know, of being a postseason team. And it's a shame, too, because I feel like, and you and I were talking about this with Ben Maller, and we'll hear from him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But you and I have kind of behind the scenes, you know, off the air and stuff, we've been talking about this renaissance that's going on in baseball this year. And, you know, we sat there and watched a Brewers Pirates game at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, and there were 40,000 fans, sold out game in Milwaukee, because you had Miz versus Skeens. And those are the type of players that you want to see. And we've got Bobby Witt, right? We've got Michael Garcia. We've got some good players that you want to go out there and watch play, but they're not playing good enough to kind of be in that conversation. And that's the sad part about all of this, is that we're seeing this great renaissance right now in baseball. Must-see players, must-see games. And I thought we'd be a part of that, and we're not part of that this year. We're just a generic baseball team at this point in time.
Yeah, it was a rough go yesterday and the day before. And then you have a game today against Tampa where, I mean, if you get swept again at home, that's what, three straight sweeps at home?
I think it's more than, or sweeps, yes. Yeah.
And that alone, like, that conversation, like, shouldn't be happening. Yes, you should at times get swept at home, but three consecutive times.
Right.
Yankees, A's, could be Rays.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those egregious stats when, like, if it is a, you know, I guess missing the playoffs, I would consider a failed product, right? Like, Chiefs are a much higher standard. Kelsey says they don't make the Super Bowl, it's a failed season.
Correct.
You have that clout. Yep. You can have that. I think as long as you make the playoffs still to this day, successful season. But again, you put yourself in an upper echelon that's much better than everybody else in football. I go back to baseball. They said at the beginning of the year, this is a playoff team. Mm-hmm. We're going to do what we did last year, this year. If they don't make the playoffs, whether it's wild card, whether they sneak in or not, it's a failed product.
Yes.
And I think there's people that still have the game on. I think there's people that still listen to it. But like the text line, it says, as of right now, it's background noise.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that you're still watching and listening to 96.5 The Fan, or watching the games on the television. But the background noise is what I was afraid of, because now that includes everyone. Jack Caglione looks lost. Mm-hmm. He's pressing and can't have that as a rookie. Bobby Witt Jr., I know he had a hit last night, or the double again last night that he hit, 113 miles per hour. That's cool. Still lost. Three hits, no runs. The night before, one run, four hits, seven hits and one run in two games. And you're going to tell us you're a playoff team and on the verge of getting swept three straight times at home. That's just something that you look back at, and when you talk about this team in October, for the one topic you have during football season, is they got swept three times at home. We should have known right then and there that was the foreshadowing of what was coming if they missed the playoffs. There's still a lot of baseball left. I'm not here to like make you powdered up and think, yeah, Dusty, keep fighting. I'm with you all. I'm devastated. It's disgusting right now. It's terrible. There's no offense. It's lackluster. There's no buzz. There's no fight. There's nothing. You're watching that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're watching it. They're showing the pitchers the days that they pitched the last time. The guy that threw almost a no-hitter got absolutely tarnished for the last time he went out. This guy last night, Rasmussen, his last start wasn't great. I mean, it was like six innings, five hits, five runs, whatever it was. That guy made everybody look foolish last night. It's clearly a bug going around, and it's affected every single player because everyone at the plate is pressing. You watch the first six at-bats. It was a pop-up to right field. It was a pop-up to the catcher. Salvador Perez, runners on, pop up to first base. Jack Caglione pop up to third base, his first at bat. It's just a, it's, you know, I feel it.
That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest.
Which one, Jay?
Yeah, which one? You know, exactly, because it's been a lot of them. I was talking to one of the guys at the Jay yesterday about this, too, and, you know, everybody's like, what's wrong with the Royals? I'm like, I think we're also getting a realization of how hard Major League Baseball really is, and it's easier, like, to be the Royals where they were last year than the Royals where they are this year, because last year, they snuck up on everybody. They're coming off, what, 106 losses the prior year. Nobody expected them to be any good. They caught fire, they gained confidence, and they never let that go throughout the course of the entire season. Like, really, all year they played with great confidence until Vinny got injured towards the end of the year, and that kind of changed things a little bit, but yeah. Hey, they still made the postseason. They still won a postseason series. They still advanced to the ALDS. They snuck up on everybody. This year, they're not sneaking up on everybody. Everybody was talking about the Royals. Hey, we expect the Royals to be pretty good. We expect the Royals to be pretty good. The rest of Major League Baseball knew they were going to be pretty good, and you know they came after the Royals this year. And so there was no sneaking up. There was no surprise attack or anything like that for this baseball team where they could kind of, you know, float in the background and nobody noticed them. They were one of the hunted this year, and they haven't shown that they can play good baseball when they're one of the hunted. And that has to change. And that comes with growth. That comes with maturity. That comes with being around this game for a very long time. As we've talked about numerous times, baseball is a game of failure, right? It is a game of failure. The best in the game fails 70% of the time, and they make the Hall of Fame. And so that's what this game is all about. It's about limiting those failures, taking those failures and changing them into successes and using that failure to move forward. But so far this season, this ball club hasn't figured out how to take these failures and turn them into positives and learn from their failures because they keep failing.
I'm sure you guys can relate to this as long as the listeners as well. It's like a car that you've had since you're 18 and now you're 25, right? You get a flat tire. It's always one thing. Then you get going for a little bit and then something else, yep. Right? It's
or a home repair, you know?
Got to get my oil changed. Ugh, got to do it. Yep. Just one of those things you gotta do. You go do it. You drive around for 3 weeks. Engine light comes on. Got to get my car checked out. Oh, it's fine. It's just, your sensor's out. We got to replace that. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay. Rolling around again for 3 months, flat tire. So it's one of those things where it's always something.
Yep.
And you went to Texas, it was great. You had the oil change, you had the wiper fluids in there, got back home, you know, axles loose. And You're like, what? Like right when we get going, I gotta go repair something again. So it's ups and downs. It's always something. And now it's, I don't know, 11 straight at home? Haven't won since June.
Well, nine straight at home, I think, is what they've lost in a row
nine
now.
Straight, nine? 11 yeah. straight, four or five games under 500. Knicks in five.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.